If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank, he's ready. I'm ready. We got a great show, and thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We're going to be talking about MindWatch, what's coming up here in the medical technology and what that may mean. We do have a quack report. And before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face and I'm minding the time because it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Jeremiah 3:15. And it says, and I will give you your pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. I don't think that's happening today. I don't. I think there's, you know, an apostasy of the church. Isaiah 3:33 says, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength and salvation and the fear of the Lord is your treasure. So, yes, fear of the Lord is beginning in knowledge, and that is the treasure. He is the treasure. Mind the time, it grows short. Seek the Lord's face. He is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, guess what? The FDA expands monkeypox vaccine eligibility to include high-risk children. This is pretty much a shocker. The CDC said that it can approve the monkeypox vaccine for doses for high-risk children that tend to have face, genital, and eye abnormal infections under the age of 8 years, or if they have a history of skin conditions like psoriasis and eczema or autoimmune diseases. Okay, moving along in the quack report. There's a new algorithm that can track your mental health through your skin. We're going to get into that a little bit in the first part of the show. But researchers at New York University have this new algorithm and device that they're going to be launching here soon. And it's going to be able to track your mental health, your thoughts, your, oh man, all sorts of things. And we're going to enlighten you shortly on that. And last but not least in the quack report, Germany's vaccine passport system now restricts freedoms based on color-coded tiers on vaccine booster status. German Health Minister Karl Lauterbach is announcing a new color-coded vaccine passport system that will restrict individuals' freedoms based on if they're compliant and up-to-date on their boosters, or freshly vaccinated, as they say. The new system is being rolled out under the German's Infection Protection Act, and the new vaccine passport app is called Corona Warp App, or CWA. It assigns a specific color to individuals who have complied with the latest round of booster jabs. Now, individuals who do not show a color on their app will be asked to wear masks, go and get frequent testing, maybe even isolate, and maybe have some other restrictions that may apply. So the CCP-style vaccine passport system will assign multiple tiers or rights based on a person's compliance with current medical requirements that are out there for the public. For instance, so the app may accept a negative COVID test instead of getting a booster shot. So those things will actually change frequently depending on what's going on with the government there. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about the Mind Watch. What's up here? This is according to the Hill publication. They're saying science has a new way to monitor our mental health with a wearable device. And New York University has developed software for the device that can read our mental health state through our skin. Have you heard about this, Frank? Yeah, scan the skin and know what you're thinking. Kind of creepy, but yeah, that's what they're doing. You may have noticed, you know, that a lot of technology that's being used in your medical care system is moving towards a no face-to-face visit with a practitioner and to conduct exams virtually. So this is this push to use phone apps, emails, and virtual visits instead of actually going to the doctor's office. Now, hands-off medicine is becoming popular, and it won't be long before the artificial intelligence is conducting the exam in virtual visits as well. So human physicians may find themselves out of work as this manifestation of virtual medicine takes root. I'm not a big fan of losing the physical humanoid doctor, though, Frank. You know, just not real comfortable with the algorithm thing. Let's cover the basics. So it would seem that the world is, you know, leaving no stone unturned as it controls pretty much all aspects of life, from medical mandates to reading your emotions or thoughts. So algorithm computer programs narrow the options for things like diagnosis, and soon will read your emotional state and notify your primary care physician, also known as a computer program. All right, let's talk about the research that's in this. The research is at New York University. They are the School of Engineering, and they're behind this wearable device that's soon to hit your clinics and psych offices near you. And the project has been in the work for about 7 years, and the program they created to read your emotional state is called Novel Interface Engine. And it's designed to monitor your brain activity through electrical impulses in your skin. Now, think of it as a Morse code of body signals, similar to polygraphs, but wireless. So testing the device on healthy volunteers gave the team the codes to the brain signal patterns that they are calling EDA, or electrodermal activity. What's your skin? Dermal. Now, the skin conducts electrical activity, and it changes our skin based on, you know, our emotions and what we're thinking. So things like stressful situations, pain or illness, fatigue or exhaustion, or feeling rushed or pressured seems to change the skin and the signals there that are being produced. Now, here's a quote from one of the studies. This is Rosa Faha. She's a biomedical engineer at New York University. She said, "We have developed the first reference engine that can monitor brain activity through the skin in real time with accuracy and has high scalability." Scalability. Well, you have to wonder what scalability this technology could be used for. And I'm thinking it could be used for many types of businesses, such as legal system, retail, banking, politics, or even education. So just think that a retail store could maybe scan your skin walking in to see if you may be a shoplifter, or the court system scanning you while you're on the stand to see if you're lying, or the political leaders keeping close tabs on their challengers, or the education system to prevent cheating on tests. So the use is probably endless. You probably think of a few yourself over there, Frank. And now, you know, how would people know this was happening once the technology gets past the wearable device area? That's interesting. The research did get published in the August 2022 Journal of Computational Biology. Well, you know, picking the brain of psychoscience here, and if you add additional aspect to this device, the added aspect is they intend to use it to control a person's emotional state. They describe it as nudging a person back on track, but we just don't know what that device will be really capable of doing, what all it could do. So thus the name, they've given this name to the technology. It's called Brain Watch or Mind Watch. Here's another quote from Dr. Faha, who says, "We hope to eventually have the device that can not only monitor a person's mental state, but offer nudges to get them back to a more neutral state of mind when under stress." She goes on to say, "The inferring atomic nervous system activation from wireless devices in real time opens the door for new opportunities for monitoring and improving mental health and cognitive management." Do you think your mind needs management there, Frank? Lastly, she says, "This device has the potential for other health benefits beyond adjusting a person's mental state." Huh. That's kind of vague. Because I'm thinking, what is stopping someone to use such technology to maybe brainwash or remote a person to do their bidding? For instance, nudge someone to jump off a building and then collect the life insurance. I know that's so macabre of me to say, but it sounds like to me the artificial intelligence world that is being developed will want not only to take your wealth, your freedom, but also your mind as well. Now, International Journal of Clinical Experimental Hypnosis in 1963 said this, a study conducted in the 1960s found a high positive correlation between basal skin resistance and the depth of hypnotic states. Maybe they could, you know, brainwash and remote somebody, huh, Frank? So where do they do this scan, you know, on the human body? Well, according to the research, the hands and the feet are the best places to scan for electrodermal activity. And that makes sense because, you know, when you're nervous, your hands kind of sweat. Your palms get sweaty. And most people have their hands visible while they're out in public. So the public will, you know, hear that the scans are harmless and can determine important health conditions such as seizures, mental health vulnerabilities like schizophrenia, physical performance issues, lie detection, and diagnosis. So people are going to say, yeah, it's good. No problem. Well, let's look at a history of proof here. According to the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, the electrodermal activity research has been going on since 1879 by French scientists. Whew. So back then, they were, you know, linking the sweat glands and thus the sweaty palms and your nervousness. But, you know, it has been the most recent research that has linked electrodermal activity to pathopsychological applications. And the algorithm software is mathematical, and it's assessing your electrodermal activities. So this research and the technology is going to be used by your social science, your engineering, and medicine. So research is reporting that with electrodermal activity, there's a constant amplitude of AC voltage on your skin, and it allows for the collection of these signals. Whoa. And I'm thinking, well, what in the world will 5G, how will that affect this? Good question. Of course, you know, when you look up that kind of stuff, it tells you there's no scientific research that confirms blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe there is, but it's being suppressed. Let's look at the tech influence, because you may have noticed that since the introduction of a lot of massive technology, it has had a negative influence on society. You know, constant security updates, viruses, hacking, and the polarization of society. There is a significant loss of trust and lots of disrespect, and the world has lost its morals, and the void is being filled with selfish pleasures. A majority do not want to give up their technology, and so the course is set for the loss of privacy, freedom, and prosperity. And our lives will change, and so will ownership of it, if we let it. So the Bible does promise us a sound mind if we stay close to the Lord and wear the whole armor of God. Your mind will be protected. The Lord created the mind, and He can protect the mind. Also, it is a good thing to make sure that the body has the good nutrition and it needs, like vitamins and minerals. So if your lifestyle is off, you can kind of experience mood swings and even be more vulnerable to stress and depression. Now, a product that helps me is an organic plant-based powder. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix. It's vitamins, minerals, plant proteins, amino acids. It's wonderful. You just throw it in a smoothie. The product, it helps me, it's organic based, and in the warm months, I like to put it in lemonade, and then in the cooler months, I like to add it to my apple cider. Now, you can find it at Apothecary Herbs, and you want to ask for the Body Foundation Food Mix, or Body Food Mix for short. So you can give a call and ask for their free product catalog. They also have formulas for anxiety and depression, too. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. ThePowerHerbs.com is their web address. They are in the middle of the summer sale. It's in full swing. So if you want to save 25% on orders of $50 or more, use their coupon code DOGDAYS22. It's on the homepage. You want to look it up. But you want to hurry. The sale does end on August 21st, and restrictions apply. So this is a good time, really, to get that organ cleanse you've been meaning to do, get it out of the way before the holidays get here, and, you know, maybe stock up on your cold and flu stuff and save at the same time. So this is the moment. And, you know, a lot of people get the seasonal sinus issue, you know, when the weather starts shifting. I don't know if you noticed, Frank, I've noticed that it's cooler here. So I feel the fall air on the heels already. But, you know, seasonal sinusitis, and then, of course, they're going to roll out your flu shots in October. That's typically when they do it. And then people shed the flu virus for 2 weeks after they get the shot, and that starts your flu epidemic for the holidays, really. It's, you know, virology 101. That's what happens. People shed the virus off to everybody else. So there are ways to boost your immune system, make you more resistant to that kind of stuff. And then if you do get the flu, you don't have to suffer 5 to 7 days. You can get over the flu in 2 days. You have to use your immune boosting formulas, obviously get some rest, and avoid the fever lowering stuff, because your fever is an indication your antibodies are working. So you turn a fever off, you shut off the antibodies, and you're sicker longer. So if you do that and hydrate, that's the secret to a fever, is keep drinking fluids. You're not going to have a seizure. Febrile seizures are rare. They usually happen with head traumas and vaccines, and children rarely have them. So, do yourself a favor. Use God's good medicine. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. And for almost 30 years, I've been following that philosophy. And if I get the flu, or if any family members get the flu, typically, you know, if I get the flu, it's because I'm overcommitted. I do too much. Workaholic that I am. But if you get the flu, you take your immune support herbs, get some rest, hydrate, and you're over the flu in 2 days. Yeah. I think, Frank, was it 2020, I got the flu right on the air with you. Right at the break, I said, and the fever begins. Finished the show, but then I was out of work for a couple days, and then I was back. But pump up that immune system. Use your immune support herbs. Three Amigos is a great pack if you're on the powerherbs.com website. Nip it in the bud thing if you want that. It's the Three Amigos. They have a children and adult version. Great stuff. They have tonics. They have their all-in-one tonic. That's a nice – people use that as a prevention too. Once or twice a week. I swear they never get the flu. So you got tools and you got information. And so that's the key. You know, knowledge is power. So the powerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com, and give them a call and get their catalog. If you're on the website, do sign up for the newsletters, because they're very informative and they go out each week by email and they're free. All right, we've got a few minutes before we got to go to our break, but I thought we'd start our next topic. We're going to be talking about some drugs that are used for people with addictions. I got a couple of calls recently on people with meth addictions and stuff like that. So I thought we'd kind of hit this topic again. It's been a while since we covered it. So we're told that there's 23 million Americans that abuse some sort of substances, and that classifies them as addicts. So now, do you think it's strange that medicine would promote and prescribe a drug therapy to try to erase another drug dependency? I think it's weird, but that's what they do. So I'm not surprised by their approach, actually, from an industry that tends to create drug dependencies. But the latest marketing from a lot of rehab centers, which, you know, treat addictions, is they use an old treatment, but with a new packaging. It's called the Fresh Start Program. It's essentially a program that uses opioid drugs to try to block the euphoria receptors in your brain to cure the desire of things like alcohol and drug abuse. Now, are treatments like this effective, safe, and healthy? Good question. Is there another way you could deal with such addictions? Well, we're going to take a look. And the Fresh Start program here sounds simple enough, you know, pop a pill and take your injection to convince the body it doesn't need any drugs or alcohol to get rid of the addiction that you already have. But you want to wait a minute. The Fresh Start program that we're told is very different, and it involves a drug implant for a time release of an opioid It's called BioCarrix. And who developed this? Well, it's an innovative protocol, they say, to free people from alcohol and opioid addictions. And they claim it removes the physical craving for the drugs or alcohol. And after the cravings are under control, then the patients have to go through another therapy and some life coaching sessions. So with this approach, they try to eliminate the drying out or the withdrawal symptoms as much as possible, so it doesn't distract from the person getting well on a therapy session. Now, the program turns the 12-step program on its ear a little bit here. Just to be on the safe side, patients tend to wear their drug implant for about a year, and it's implanted under the skin, and the implant has a life of 12 weeks. Now, the kick phrase that folks at BioCarrix use for the implant is sober long term. So the Fresh Start program has been released nationwide to physicians and to clinics and patients, and they're not required to be in-house in a rehab facility, and they can carry out their normal lives. So the program has a secretive aspect to it in order for the patients to avoid get notoriety and things, friends, employers, knowing that they're got an addictive behavior and they're stuck in a rehab, so it avoids that. And the program claims to have an 85% success rate in treating alcohol addictions and addictions from pain medicines like Vicodin, oxycodone, and some other opiates. The interesting thing is that the drug Nexletrone used in the implant is also approved to be used in alcohol addictions by the FDA, but it has not been yet received FDA approval to be used in the implant form, which means patients are currently in a program that is experimental and not test phase. And there are side effects. Oh, yeah. Although the program tries to eliminate side effects, you have to realize that drugs have side effects. If patients are addicted to narcotics or pain meds, they could have magnified withdrawal symptoms while they're using the implant. Not helpful. And this could prohibit the use of the implant for some patients. The other risk is using implant can cause a lot of inflammation and even an infection. Another concern is the drug blocks brain receptors, and if patients come off the implant and they go back to their drug habit, they can essentially overdose due to the drug in the implant. You know, it's still in the system, and they take too much just to get a high, and it dulls the brain receptors, temporarily makes them, not with it for sure. Oh, we got to take a little break, but we got more on the other side. We'll be right back.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Bust it.
For the bouncy music, Frank. All right, we're talking about addictions here, and we're going to get to some natural solutions for this in just a little bit. The thing about these programs that, you know, scientific medicine puts addictive patients through is patients aren't aware they're going to be prescribed probably several medications. Typically, they're prescribed at least 2 additional drugs along with the implant, Topamax and Campropril. And these drugs are supposedly a safety measure to further curtail the cravings for the alcohol and opiates. Now, Topamax is normally prescribed for seizures as an anticonvulsant drug, and they're used for migraine headaches as well. And you can't be pregnant or nursing if you're taking any of those drugs. They can have some very detrimental effects also on your vision. Apparently, it's really not safe to go off of these drugs cold turkey either. Campropril is a drug often prescribed for alcoholism, and it's also for cognitive side effects given to patients with overwhelming senses of fear, sadness, or emptiness. So severe depression is a common symptom along with irritability, and also some odd skin irritations and even insomnia. So the side effects of Topamax are vision problems, you know, such as uncontrollable eye movements, confusion, clumsiness, dizziness, drowsiness, cognitive problems, glaucoma, menstrual pain, speech problems, weakness, abdominal pain, fever, chills, sore throat, no appetite, weight loss, mood changes such as aggression and depression, bleeding gums, blood in the urine, tinnitus, joint and muscle pain, yellowing of the eyes and skin, and the list keeps going. So if these drugs really don't drive patients to the drug addiction, they could easily provide or provoke a suicide situation. Other findings are Medline Plus actually reports that melotroxetone can also cause liver damage even when taking the recommended doses. And some medical experts do not agree with using melotroxetone implant because it does not produce significant results and puts the patients at risk. According to the research published in the 2002 Academic Emergency Medicine Journal in Australia and the Academy of Emergency Medicine, January 2002, the researchers says this: there are a number of emergency practitioners who will use the melotroxetone implant, usually placed in the lower abdomen to reduce the oral oxytrone. And this implant procedure has not been shown scientifically successful in curing subjects of their addiction, though it does provide a better solution than the oral melotroxetone for medication compliance reasons. And there is currently scientific disagreement as to the safety of the procedure, as well as to whether the procedure should be performed under light sedation or general anesthesia due to the rapid and sometimes severe withdrawal that can occur, end of quote. So, man, who wants to have an addiction and then all that on top of it? I like to look at alternatives. Now, personally, due to the risk of these procedures, I would avoid prescription methods to overcoming addictions. And the liver is already weak from the addiction process, and attacking it more with toxic drugs really doesn't make sense to me. So you run the risk of destroying the liver, and you also may still have an addiction on top of things. So the people of South America and Europe, they actually use an herb called Peruvian bark, and it eases the cravings for addictions. Okay, so if you take too much, it really won't wreck your organs, but you could have some temporary physical discomfort like headaches or dizziness if you take too much of it. Now, finding an organic source of the Peruvian bark in the United States is kind of a big challenge, so you may have to import it. Another herb that I like to use, easier to find, is golden seal root. And most people use golden seal for things like infections because of the antiseptic action. But golden seal root has an excellent herb for a lot of applications, including addictions, such as your chronic alcoholism. Now, I also like to use golden seal to help detoxify the body, and you're going to find, we add a lot of that golden seal to our bladder kidney tincture and our blood cleanser. I also suggest looking at a therapy that's often used in Europe, and it's called the cold sheet treatment. And it kind of fast tracks the toxins out of your body that make you addicted. Okay, so you get some toxins accumulated in the body, and then you have these cravings for the things that you're addicted to. So they came up with this process where you soak in a really hot tub with herbs that make you sweat. And you're in this tub for 20 minutes. You should have an assistant with you. You may get a little fainty. So there's usually herbs and water standing by so that you won't faint. They give you some herbs to bring you out of it. And then while you're in this tub sweating, you're drinking some herbal teas as well, and they also make you sweat. So you sweat. And then while you're doing that, there's a sheet that's soaking in 20 pounds of ice water, just waiting for you. So once you get out of the tub, man, that sheet feels so good. And it has a very relaxing effect on the person, and they want to go to sleep. Put a rubber sheet on the bed, use sheets you don't really care about, and let them go to sleep. And then when they wake up and you take the sheet off, a lot of the poisons and toxins that were in the skin or in the body come right out through the skin and will discolor the sheet. You'll see it It's almost like tie-dye, you know. And then, you know, the person can shower off, and it's usually a fast track of getting the addictions out of the system. And it's not, you know, harmful. We have a handout on that at Apothecary Herbs. If you want to receive that, we can email it or we can snail mail it to you. Because there's more than one way to deal with things. I also included that therapy in my book, The Power Herbs, if you want to get a copy of The Power Herbs. And that's the 400-page book. It's a download. It's an e-book, an iPad, or a PDF form. $14.99. But the cold sheet treatment is listed in the book as well. So, you know, while you're detoxing, you can refortify your system at the same time. And, you know, and then when you're all done and you're good to go, I would, if I had addictions and I did the cold sheet treatment and I feel pretty good, then I'm going to do my organ cleanses to get more impurities out that may be lodged in tissues there. So you have choices. God gave you these herbs, these medicinal herbs. And, you know, there's a lot of scripture that can help us deal with, emotions rather than getting and leaning on addictions. I love the book of Psalms. Psalms 34, the Lord says he's near to them that are have a broken heart. You know, you're sad. In Psalms 147, he heals the broken heart and binds up their wounds. Yeah, he'll take away your grief-stricken heart. You just ask him to. And he'll do it. So the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and healing can happen. And metaphysical meat is what I call it. This is the supernatural wellness of God, and he's implanted herbs and spices and good healthy foods here to help us deal with infections and things that we can deal with without pharmaceutical products, without the toxicity and risk. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and get their catalog, and you'll see they have medicinal tools for metabolic strengthening, organ cleansing, and immune boosting. So you'll have tools, and you'll be empowered. You'll be able to take back the power and do a lot, what maybe even doctors can't. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Okay, so since we're talking about the drug therapy stuff, you know, because your drugs are really a major component to the scientific healthcare system. So within the United States healthcare system, and even worldwide, prescription medicine is the major component, and therefore it will be one of the most guarded products in medicine. Drugs are the central aspect of healthcare, with 70% of Americans relying on drugs every day of their life. That's 7 out of 10 people taking at least one drug every day that they're living. So this encompasses general primary care as well as even specialized treatments. So the average out-of-pocket expense of just one medication used daily for patients with insurance is about $160 a month, and without insurance, it's $800 a month. So about 220 million Americans are taking at least one drug daily, and the drug companies will get $36 million to $180 billion in the drug sales each year. And this is a conservative figure. So with regard to your pharmaceuticals, it's 7.1% of the U.S. per capita. Massive power comes with revenue like that. Then this is why Americans are being subjected under the healthcare thumb and are provided drugs for symptoms and no cures. An example is money answers all things. And we're going to take a look at a lot of the correlations between your prescription meds, your mortality rates, and so on. So doctors and pharmacists and the medical in the medical condition of people, you know, is they believe that, you know, as you grow older, you're going to have a lot of health problems, and it's expected. It's considered pretty normal the older you get. But it's common, but I would say it's not normal if we're taking care of our system. So mortality data from scientists basically. This is Caleb Finch and Malcolm Pike. They're suggesting that humans should live about 120 to 140 years of age. And they also concluded that the vascular disease, like cancer and diabetes and heart disease, reduces your likelihood of living to 120 years by 45 to 50%. So this explains why the death rate of people in their 50s has increased. Yeah. Now remember, this is post-COVID. So the research did get published in the Journal of Geriology, and in 2015 there was an article in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, and they found that more middle-aged Americans are becoming sick and dying in greater numbers. And at first, the researchers thought it was, you know, death by suicide or overdose or alcohol-related deaths. But when they took another look at the data with the help of the Commonwealth Fund, they found that the mortality rates in the age groups of 22 to 56 years of age have increased significantly. So in 2014, the mortality gap was so big, they said, that it accounted for an extra 100 deaths, middle-aged Caucasian people, for every 100,000 populations. So they said, we concluded that there is a 60% gap that appears to stem from heart disease, diabetes, and respiratory diseases, and more middle-aged people are getting sick with diseases that usually kill older people. We also noted, they said, that when we get sick, they do not get better. They don't get better. They get drugged up, but they don't get better. So the data is kind of like a canary in the gold mine here. It's not being taken seriously. Few in modern medicine want to report that a majority of the vaccines are like creating time bombs of diseases and killing people in middle age. And they're diagnosed and they're put on drugs and they don't get better. So disease in general will attack the body in its genetic weakest link. Therefore, disease outcomes from vaccines can vary, and vaccines appear to be the driving force for prescription drug sales and cutting life short by an average of 50%. Here is a new study. This is a study that appeared in the Journal of Pediatrics. The study looked at vaccine-induced deaths, and they looked at children and adults. It was not news that the increased quantity of vaccines is killing more infants in the United States, but what about the adults? Here is what they discovered when they analyzed the data from the vaccine data link involving 1,100 deaths. They said the average adult died within 179 days after being vaccinated, and most physicians will not conclude the vaccine given six months ago caused the death. So doctors aren't making that connection. They said 76% of the adult deaths occurred within 30 days after just one vaccine was given, and 60 deaths were attributed to two or more vaccines given. And they said of those who died within 30 days of the vaccine, they proved to have neuroplasm or abnormal tissue or a tumor, circulatory diseases, respiratory disease, Addison's disease, which is cancer, cerebral palsy, aplastic anemia, which are rare bone marrow disease and damages your stem cells, Rett syndrome, which is a neurological disorder, Takayasu's arteritis, which is fibrosis of the arteries, seizures, diabetes, heart disease, and septic shock. Now, the vaccines given were tetanus, the human papillomavirus, the TBAP, which is your tetanus, your diphtheria, and pertussis combo to adults. Also, they said autopsies found that the papillomavirus vaccine within 11 to 18 days does create a tear in the aortic or aortic, causing the blood flow to flow where it shouldn't. And most coroners would list this as a cause of hypertension or other types of heart disease, but not by the vaccine, the papilloma vaccine. Other deaths from the papilloma showed sepsis, and those who died after getting the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis combination shot, they could not find a definitive cause. So most deaths reviewed when vaccines are involved often are listed as no causal relationship to the death. Vaccines are then free to be promoted as safe. An argument given is that if vaccines were deadly, more people would be dying from them. But they are, every day. In many cases, it is a delayed death, as vaccines give a myriad of diseases, and medicine does not connect the disease and the death to the vaccine. So, you know, that's how they're, it's escaping. So the majority of Americans and the people of the world are relying on pharmaceutical drugs to prop up their metabolism for a day-to-day living. And this gives the drug manufacturers extreme power over the patient's life. The Commonwealth Fund did an analysis to, you know, on prescription drugs used globally, and they declared that Americans are more dependent and are more willing to rely on drugs than are their European counterparts. So what is really astonishing is that relatively healthy individuals were willing to become dependent on drug therapies. Americans are currently paying more out of pocket for drugs compared to other countries which have a socialized healthcare system and the expenses spread out across the entire population. So the Commonwealth Fund study assumes that the Affordable Care Act would help defray U.S. drug expenses as we move into the future. So I'm not sure if it's working, but that's what they're hoping. According to the Commonwealth Fund, they said the analysis reveals that Americans, particularly the relatively young and healthy, are more likely to use prescription drugs than are residents of Australia, Canada, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. Americans also experience more financial barriers in accessing medication and spend more out of pocket for prescriptions. They went on to conclude, while prescription drugs can improve patients' health, their rising prominence in healthcare has come with access, safety, and cost challenges, and pharmaceutical policy needs to balance goals related to availability and safety of medicines and their accessibility, affordability, and appropriate use, end of quote. Well, I don't think people are better when they're taking drugs. I think, you know, if you had to be stabilized, it may be used in a short time, a short burst, but not for the rest of your life. You know, that's not freedom. That's not wellness. That's not a cure. Now, the National Association of Chain Drug Stores, they analyzed the way drugs are prescribed globally and concluded in 2007 there needs to be a single central repository run by a massive system of data collection and tracking operated by a central government entity to control and enforce all industry segments. Keep in mind, the National Association of Chain Drug Stores is concerned about, more about, you know, just not just the availability of getting drugs and selling them, but they're all wanting a government to do something about, you know, counterfeit prescription drugs that tend to wiggle into the marketplace. Now, in 2003, there were also counterfeit heart medications getting into the market from China, and there were restrictions prohibiting the drug company from counterfeiting their own drugs to make more money. Therefore, they want, you know, barcodes and RFID chips and everything else that a massive system would use, and also track everything down to the small last pill. Congress signed a law, 35-800, that is giving the Secretary of Health and Human Services the power to develop standards and to use technology that's going to better secure the drug chain. And the law states the Secretary shall have and address promising technologies and include radio frequency identification tracking, nanotechnology, encryption, and other technologies that will track or trace medications. So the track record of these steps explain why the U.S. Congress doesn't want to revoke the Affordable Care Act and give up these extreme, powerful laws and governance. You know, they can't pass that power up. They just can't. So once they track everything and there's everybody's in compliance, you know, you're going to be just like vaccinations. You know, if you're not in compliance, if you're not in compliance with filling your drug therapy, then you're going to have an issue. And then there's the problem not having enough drugs in reserve. And then what are people going to do? Because a lot of people they're under the assumption the FDA can manage the supply and availability of medicines, but they don't always do that. The FDA has no power over drug manufacturers whatsoever and how they make or how much they make and how the supply chain runs. In 2015, the ER physicians were pretty frantic. They could not get certain medications for pain. They couldn't get penicillin, epinephrine, lidocaine, and other medications because there was no substitute drugs for those. They were out of stock and they weren't making them. So the doctor without drug tools is disabled indeed. And then what about the patient? So there is a website that you can check on the supply chain. If the drug you're on is in short supply, if it's absent from the market, it's accessdata.fda.gov, and it's under prescriptions. You just click on that. They're trying to track that kind of thing. Also, your drug safety shortages link also on the FDA can help you there as well, because you're going to see a lot of stuff on the black market when that kind of stuff happens, and that's not safe to take either. So, you just got to be real careful with that. So they're marketing drugs as preventions for future diseases even, but this is not what God intended for wellness and health. You know, he expected us to take responsibility, have a good, healthy, clean lifestyle, eat good, clean food, and we're not doing that. We're getting really a lot of pre-processed stuff with most of the nutrition removed. And when the body doesn't get enough of the nutrition, it keeps eating. It wants you to keep eating. And people are overweight. They're trying to compensate because they're eating foods that aren't rich in nutrition. So we got to get back to the basics. Get rid of the prepackaged stuff, the fast food stuff. Make it yourself. Takes a half hour in the kitchen. You'll be better for it. Mediterranean diet. Herbs and spices, and you got a lot of power just in that. You'll change your DNA in 6 days. That's medically proven. So if you want more power, you want to be in control and healthier, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, they're having their summer sale on, 25% off. But you want to hurry, ends on the 21st of August. And I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.